Greetings and welcome, everyone. It's All You Can Geek MovieCast episode 696. I'm one of host Jim Gass, joined by Mike Sneedy.
What's up?
Corey Feinsod.
Heyo.
And Tony Korkanakis.
Yo, yo, yo.
Welcome, guys. Welcome, listeners. Welcome, viewers. We're live on Twitch Tuesday nights, 8 o'clock. Please join us for these live broadcasts. You can comment with us on comment to us on Twitch. We'll chat with you guys. If you do miss these live broadcasts, go on over to Twitch, over YouTube, and be sure to hit the subscribe button and like button for us over there, and feel free to leave a comment as well. Tonight is MovieCast 696. Just hyping it up for you. If you have watched the Fallout series, we will be doing a spoiler cast after the MovieCast and GameCast. So if you're listening to this on YouTube the following day, look for that episode coming up. It's our spoiler cast for Fallout, the series on Amazon. So that's coming tonight. So stay tuned for that. But for now, let's get into what we've been up to. Tony, kick us off. What have you been watching?
Much, just still chugging through Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Great.
You know, when I'm like cooking or eating and stuff like that. So that's been pretty fun and enjoyable. I think that show's done, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That just ended last year, I believe. I think it ended last year.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Well, or was the year before. Maybe it was the year before. Yeah, it lasted a while.
Yeah, it lasted a while. I think Netflix only goes up to season 4 for some reason, which is kind of weird. But
I think it's on Peacock. That's why.
I think there's a Peacock show, yeah.
Oh, I have Peacock.
And they're raising their prices, too. Yeah. They're raising
their
prices.
Don't plan on getting Peacock either.
Yeah. I just have it because my brother has Comcast, so I have Peacock.
Yeah. But yeah, that's been pretty good. And then just a weekly anime with Delicious in Dungeon, which, again, I have to plug that anime every time I'm reminded how good it is. And it's just such a unique show. So
great. Cool. Yeah, for me, not much. Another episode. Well, I didn't watch the finale yet of Shogun, so I have to do that. But I did, obviously, we watched X-Men, all of us, I'm sure. Getting ready for the three-part finale coming up this week, starting. It was a fantastic episode, folks. Fantastic. I truly enjoyed this last episode. I thought it was a lot of it was great. This series is just so impressive. Like, we will do a spoiler cast for this too, just so you guys know. Listen up. We'll do a go over everything, because it's tough to talk about it as much on here. We don't like to spoil it for people. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we do, and we do apologize, but we will do a spoiler cast for this show, and I'm enjoying it. I mean, so I can't wait.
This is the Rogue one, right?
Yeah, this was the Rogue one. Yeah.
I love this episode.
Certain Avenger appears. Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck Captain America. If you're not MCU Captain America, you can get fucked. That's all I have to say.
Yeah.
I love that exchange, though, because like, it really highlighted. And again, seeing the online discourse has been nice, because like, people are like, why was she so mean to Captain? I'm like, because Captain doesn't give a shit about mutants. Like,
that's what they're kind of building for, I think.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So
that's a theory.
Definitely sowing some seeds.
I thought Beast was off base with his girl.
Yeah.
Why?
It's Beast.
Why? Because he's trying to justify riots.
What do you mean? What? He's just upset. Like, he just got his whole, the whole island just got blown up.
I understand.
And now he's got to deal with it. And then he's been put through the ringer.
He bit his ally's head off because she's like, oh, riots aren't going to help the cause. She's just like, oh, your tolerance, get out of here. Like, all right,
her. She's a fake ally.
She's like, isn't that the girl who he's like romantically involved with in the past?
I thought that's who it was.
I think that's who it was supposed to be.
Yeah, I thought that's who it was.
Whatever. She showed up to their house and was like interviewing them and probed Scott on his fucking baby that he was trying to have in secrecy. Fuck her.
Was that same woman?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the interviewer, the news from woman? The episode the prior, whatever.
The newswoman was the same one who was talking one-on-one with Beast.
Yes.
Yes.
I didn't get that. I couldn't tell who that was.
Tipsy or whatever her name was. I don't remember. But yeah, it was like the interviewer lady, and he even mentions it. It's like, oh, I'm glad you're here, you know, to do this. And then she makes those comments, and she
waves away the cameraman who's trying to fucking film it again.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't know. Tell us how it is.
But yeah, go on.
What? No.
Oh, I thought you were leading off to.
No, I just think it's interesting that it seems like the X-Men are being a little bit standoffish here. I mean, it's, you can argue either way, but I think it's interesting that I think actually Beast was a little off base with his reaction.
I think it's natural in a way. Like, you have all
sure,
this.
It's natural. That doesn't mean make what he said right.
No, I'm not
what
saying
did
it's
he
right.
Say that was
I'm,
so out of line.
It's just saying, I'm just saying, as far as what I think is that he has absolute, like, reason and, like, there's cause for his reaction. Like, it's not off base for me, I don't think. Like, he's been trying to build this relationship with people that hate him for his entire life. And he finally feels right. Like there's something that's coming up to a point where maybe this can actually work. And, like, we're actually seeing all of our hard work come to fruition and things are going well. And then all of a sudden, that was all just fake to him. He doesn't know yet, right? He doesn't know what's going on. It all seems fake and it was all set up. And now all that was, they were being used for whatever. Yeah, now. Like, and so, like, he just reacts the way anybody would react in that situation, I think.
Yeah, what did he say that was so out of line?
She's explaining to him that Kaut. She's like, well, the problem is people are afraid of you guys. And when the riots happen, that doesn't help. And he's just like, fuck your tolerance. Go away, bitch. It's like, oh.
Oh, is okay. That what he said? I guess I got to that censored.
That's basically what he. That's basically paraphrased what he said. Yes.
Okay.
I think he's just fed up, man. He's just fed up with the fake propaganda people keep shoving in his face. And it's all these olive branches that he's putting out there for this and saying, like, he's not using his, because obviously mutants are superior. And it's like, he's not using that to his advantage. But yet,
it
every
is
time something comes
too,
up.
Because this isn't what Genosha or whatever is or was more Magneto's dream than Xavier's. This is segregation, basically. It's go having your own country. You know, that's not exactly what Xavier was going to go for, but everyone's on board for it.
It's the only place that the people are accepted. Like, the people had no place to go, and so they had to go somewhere where they felt normal or felt comfortable. And now they're finally being brought back in. And that's the whole point of this.
It's not like, I think Mike means, like, this is like, it's not exactly like full on into all society. It has its own nation kind of thing. It's not Asteroid M. It's not like a separate planet. But like, that's Magneto's, like,
idea.
Just leave. But yeah, I understand
the
what you're
nation
saying.
That has mutants in it. It's like, and they're bringing them into the United Nations as part of the
group. I
don't
see how having a country of mutants runs against Xavier's dream. I mean, that's the first step.
I'm just, you know, looking at this from the parallel of how this was, like, Xavier is Malcolm X, Magneto, no, Xavier, I'm sorry, is Martin Luther King Jr., Magneto is Malcolm X, and this is more of a segregation, like, ideal in my mind, the whole idea, like, we can't cohabitate with these people, we need our own country. I don't think that's exactly what Xavier
was
going for.
And now, flipping back for the other side here, for these guys, I'm thinking that, like, you're looking at it like it's representation. That's what they're looking for. Leadership is what this country is about. Not pulling everybody from the other nation to live there only. It's about, hey, we have a voice in the United Nations to represent us, rather than, you know, that's what I think it kind of, it's a blend. It's really a blend, in my opinion.
Well, either way,
no,
it'll be interesting.
It's a great episode. Like,
it's a great episode.
I think it's good that we. Yeah, no, it's good that we can have this conversation.
It's a great,
exactly
great conversation.
I love seeing the mutants kind of let loose a little bit and just kind of be like, you know, enough is enough already. Like, that's like what we're getting a little bit here with Rogue. You know, Beast a little bit there with a little attitude, and the way they've been treated, like, it's.
Yeah, just like you're saying,
a natural reaction.
They've grown up their entire lives tolerating, and that's what it is. Let's use the correct word. They tolerate the human's behavior towards them and their and mutant kind, right? And they're expected to just turn the other cheek every time something like this, you know, something happens. And it's like, oh, well, you know, you can't give them more proof on why they should fear you. It's like, no, fuck that. They should fear you. Like,
yeah.
You have fucking powers.
It's not going to help. Yeah, well, that's the problem, too.
Who cares?
Because once
turning the other cheek doesn't help either. So
But because when you start really looking at it, it doesn't, the parallels to real life, like, you know, people who've been like oppressed, it falls apart a little when you realize like one mutant can like blow up half of the world if they wanted to. Then is this more like gun control? Like, what is it really more like? So it is, there's reasons why it's a little bit messier when you really go into it, but it's interesting. It's a lot to sort of debate and talk about, but I think obviously them being all angry now sort of is the intention of whoever did this.
So. Yeah,
we're in full spoilers for this episode, seems like.
Right, well, now. I don't think we did. I mean, there's we're
more spoiling stuff that happened earlier. People are just talking about it in this episode a little bit.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about the full thing that happened, but there's going to be some great conversation to have when we do a spoiler cast for this, because this episode by itself has an amazing stuff to talk about. But I like I said, it's this series, it's amazing that we are talking about X-Men, the cartoon, the animated series, in 2024. It is absolutely amazing.
And that it's a logical continuation of where they left off.
Talfay, we did some light spoilers.
We're done.
Yeah, if you're just joining us, we're fine. We're moving on. Don't go back. I think we mentioned a couple of things that happened in episode 6.
Very light. It's not like major.
Or 7. What is this last one? 7? So it's 8, 9, 10's up. Yeah, this was 7.
Mm-hmm.
Great episode. Non-spoilery. I love the homages to X-Men Children of the Atom fighting game, or Marvel's Capcom 2, because Rogue was in that, with some of her moveset being in there.
Yeah, it's like great stuff to it. But yeah. So anyways, what else, guys? Corey, anything else you've been watching?
Oh, no time.
That's my thing. I just want to get Shogun done, but I'm not even like, I can't watch the last episode. I'm like, this is like, it's been a hell week for me. So with work. And it's only Tuesday. It's freaking great. Mike, what about you?
Start.
Yeah, I know.
Just X-Men. That's it.
Okay. So next week. Oh, sorry. Once again, we'll do a spoiler cast on this show, but we got 3 more episodes of this. And we'll definitely try to not spoil it for people as much as we can. I mean, it's tough sometimes to talk about it and not spoil certain things, but major spoilers we try to avoid on the podcast. So, all right, let's talk quick. Anything box office related? I don't know really, but I don't think so. Nothing big. Last week was Challengers. Nothing big. Godzilla's still number 3.
You can go see Star Wars this weekend.
May the 4th. It's this Saturday. Yeah. So that's cool.
Also free comic book day this Saturday.
Oh yeah, that's right. May 4th. Yeah. So
it's the first Saturday in May, but it happens to coincide with May 4th this year. So
yeah. And Churro, that was a, so Churro is a good finale. Don't spoil it for me, but so Churro, thank you for joining us in the chat, by the way, Churro and Talfay. But yeah. And if you're not current on an episode, it happens. We're like that all the time. I'm not current on Shogun. So yeah. Okay, good. All right, let's go into some news real quick, guys. Like I said, we have a spoiler cast tonight, so stay tuned for that for the Fallout series. Let's talk Fallout real quick. Fallout Amazon series pulled in 65 million viewers in its first 16 days of availability. The first season dropped, so that was what? Yeah, it was second most watched title ever on the platform. Ever on the
platform. Behind Rings of Power, Lord of Rings.
Behind the Lord of the Rings, which by the way, we talked about that. The production on that's phenomenal, like just amazing. But so Fallout is just everywhere, taking the world by storm with this series. Like it's unbelievable, like how big this is. You know, it's pretty impressive.
Again, you know, we've talked about it over the years, you know, especially the last two, but this is why we see these companies doing this. And especially now, even after last year with the, you know, you had opposite ends of the spectrum with Last of Us and Super Mario Brothers, but you got to imagine every production company out there is trying to get some kind of franchise, any IP that they get a hold of and be like, we need that, right?
Yeah,
as long as it'll give it Paramount and Halo.
Unless you're Paramount, because then you got Halo and...
Yeah. I mean, like you were mentioning too, and what from out here, even like the Twisted Metal series was actually fairly decent from what people are saying. So
yeah, people were. I think you watched like an episode or two, didn't you, Corey? Or is that somebody else?
Yeah, no, I watched a few episodes. They were good. Yeah,
I heard it was good. So I don't know. I'm trying to think of what else like they could really do. But
it's
I
a
mean,
Peacock thing, though, obviously. So if you don't got Peacock.
Yeah. The sky's the limit on that one. But yeah,
Mike,
gonna be a good year.
Any interest in the Knuckles series?
I don't think so. I still don't like Idris Elba voicing Knuckles. It's distracting to me.
I heard it's good. I don't have Paramount. It's on Paramount, right? I'm assuming it's on Paramount.
It's on Paramount, yeah. It's
the biggest criticism I've heard of it is that Knuckles only appears in like a third of the show or something like that. Like it's more about the cop again. Yeah.
CGI is expensive, man.
Yeah, I
get it. I just like, then don't make a series. If you can't do it, then don't make the series. That's crazy. That sucks. I was going to check it out.
It is weird that they got like a Knuckles series before Sonic, right? Like I figured like that would have been the slam dunk.
Yeah.
Easier? I don't know.
I feel like
no offense to the actor, but he's probably a little cheaper than Idris Elba is.
Sonic's like the main character of his movies. They just probably want to flesh Knuckles out more somewhere. So,
yeah. So you get
It's just interesting. Like you'd think maybe even like Sonic and Knuckles, right? Because I don't think they plan on doing that as a movie title. So I don't know. Whatever. It was like weird. It's like all right, going directly to Knuckles. Cool.
Well, good.
At least it wasn't Tails.
Yeah. Or Big Cat.
Fuck that.
Or Big the Cat.
Yeah.
And Amy Rose. All his shitty friends.
Yeah. So, all right. What else we got in the news here? We've got The Rock allegedly caused Red One Production to add $50 million to its budget due to being late to the show. So he would show up 7 to 8 hours late regularly, missed entire days of production, and made a habit of peeing into water bottles to save time.
That water bottle cost them the money too.
What kind of behavior is that though? Like that's crazy.
Privileged. I think it's behavior of somebody that it begins with I don't want to say it outright, but you know, it's you can fill in the blanks there. Apparently, Ryan Reynolds was even getting done with him, and they were like fighting by the end of the filming of the set.
Yeah, I heard that he was not a big fan of him, which is crazy. Like, you know, we heard about the production stuff with Black Adam, and it's just like, you know, and then obviously
This is his brand.
The feud with Vin Diesel too. I just wonder how much, like, I was blaming Vin Diesel a lot of that, and
I mean, here's the thing: they could both be wrong, right?
Yeah.
I'm not jumping back to Vin Diesel's, defense at all, but they're both giant man children with egos bigger than their muscles, and this is just another notch in that post, right? Like,
yeah, I don't.
It is interesting because, like, The Rock, he always seemed to be more on the level with people, and like, he's this bigger than life performer, but then, like, he seemed like he was kind of, you know, down to earth. And
this might have been when he was riding high on that Black Adam thing, though. Like, when was this?
No, definitely. I mean, that's the thing. I was
probably
gonna say
right around that filming wise.
He might have been feeling big. Might have been like, yeah, I'm the new face.
I mean, he just came off of like some big successes. He's like the biggest star in Hollywood at the time, and like, I might have gone to his head. And now he's doing everything he can to keep himself relevant as far as like going back to the wrestling, doing hair stuff,
Moana,
product stuff.
Moana 2. Moana 2 is this year.
So. Moana 2, the live action Moana. Like he's trying to put himself everywhere he can.
Yeah.
Rock promotes The Rock. That's it.
I don't understand. I just don't understand getting there late. I understand getting late sometimes. Like, you're going to be late. It happens. But, like, it seemed like that was a repetitive thing that he just would do it on. It almost would be, like, on purpose. And it's just, I don't get how that helps.
Yeah, maybe it was a power play. Maybe we're going to hear, like, oh, he was having issues with the director or the producer, you know, whoever, just trying to fucking, make a scene.
Yeah. Maybe
him versus somebody else. So,
yeah. Yeah. That's a true peanut bottle to save time when you arrive late 7 to 8 hours late. It just doesn't make sense. And
I'm gonna save 5 minutes each time I do this, so I only need to do this like I don't know, like a million times. Perfect. Makes sense.
Yeah, no, it's crazy. All right. I think that was it. We have Chris Hemsworth is still upset about becoming a parody of himself for Thor Love and Thunder. So
so that one tweet is taken out of context. I would actually recommend that's a very good interview.
Yeah, it's very variety, so they do obviously a great job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, he said that he got caught up in improv and the wackiness and became a parody of myself. I didn't stick the landing, is what he said.
Mm-hmm.
So
this is regards to Thor, Love, and Thunder. You okay, Jim?
I'm sorry, I got a cat in here running around, so I apologize, everybody. This is what's been going on.
Also, I have a huge storm coming through right now. It's hitting me, finally. You guys were talking about before the podcast started, but there's like it's coming down real hard right now.
Yeah. But anyway, back to what this tweet in particular, the snippet from an interview, was how he was disappointed in himself for, I guess, his performance in terms of Thor, Love, and Thunder, which, again, that was the worst movie, whatever, 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Most disappointing, like, for sure.
Absolutely. Like, coming off of Ragnarok, I was like, oh, this is not good. But, you know, Chris, says a lot about you to admit that. But really, it's Taika Waititi's fault. Don't blame yourself.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I mean, it was teed up for him to just,
mostly his fault.
Have an amazing film, and he just, gross. It was terrible.
It felt like such a regression, too. Exactly. Like, you know, again, I've said it, but like the arc from Ragnarok to Infinity War and Endgame, I was like, wow, like, there we go. Chris has some chops to him and stuff like that. And then, like, we're just going to make him jealous. He's going back to his ex and his hammer and his axe.
A little weird triangle of power struggle.
Yeah.
So,
all right.
And they didn't really focus on Lady Thor stuff too much either. Like, Natalie Portman stuff is kind of just glanced over.
Yeah, I'm just hoping Taika's done. Whatever. Fuck him.
Yeah, I believe so. So, all right. I think that's really it on the news this week. So it's going to wrap up this episode of the Movie Cast, folks. So stay tuned for the Game Cast coming up once again. Also, we have a spoiler cast for Fallout tonight. So stay tuned to all this live on Twitch, Tuesday nights, 8 o'clock, YouTube for all the content after that. We'll see you guys on the other episodes. We're out.